This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are rightfully panicked. And it shows in everything that they do. And if you're paying attention, you can see it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. Biden is insufferable. The man is a disaster on every level. And here's the worst news. His VP is worse. I'm not just talking about polls. Polls are a reflection of things, and they can be manipulated to a degree depending on how they answer the question. I'm talking reality. The more the people learn about the Democrats, the more they learn about their game. And they know that that game gets played daily. So the millions of defections, over 16 million that voted for Trump, for example, those that were on the fence or whatever, perhaps even anti-Trump, they've changed their minds. That was in 2020. Can you imagine what the 16 million number has grown to in 2021? I would tell you 5 to 10 million more Democrats have flipped, or independents. I saw the last poll that said Biden's approval or whatever. 71% of independents said he's not doing a good job. That doesn't leave a whole lot. 29%. Only 54% of Democrats said it. 94% of Republicans said he's doing a horrible job. But again, it's not just about the polling. It's about what underlies the poll. And what underlies this poll is that Joe Biden has screwed up so many things through this blaming everything on this scamdemic of COVID, Wu flu. It's the reason for everything. In fact, it's not even, I jokingly said, they blame the tornadoes that struck, not on global climate change, which would be their normal diatribe, but on COVID. I'm glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats want to buy their way to power, and sadly, they use our money to do it. But here's the good news, conservatives. It's not working. Because even when you're using our money to buy your way to power, they're skimming off the top. And I'll get to that in just a second. Democrats right now are in total fear that this slush fund of $1.9 trillion for the lazy isn't going to come in. They want whatever this entitlement is that's wrapped into this infrastructure bill to be the savior for them. $250 is going to go to $300 per child or something like this. And they think that people with, you know, black folks and Latinos with these big families, you know, no baby daddies, are going to be like, ooh, Joe Biden going to give me some money. Going to pay all my bills. But here's a bigger problem. And I alluded to it earlier without saying it. The bigger problem is the $300 that Joe Biden wants to give us, and we're not going to be able to qualify for it, by the way, and you know this, but the $300 is nothing compared to the $4,000 that you paid over the last year. And I had one of my staffers tweet out, Joe Biden not only took the turkey away from Thanksgiving, he took the presents out at Christmas. Woohoo! Can't wait for 2022 to see what else he takes away. Don't expect an Easter egg basket this year. How about that? So, good news for us. And I'm going to relay it as good news because I know it stinks that we have to watch the economy suffer. We have to watch our friends and some family members not get the jobs they want. We have to watch the education system take a dive. We have to watch all the countries that are our mortal enemies, I mean economically, gain a foothold under Biden. Why? Because he's compromised. He's not only compromised in his ethics, he's compromised in his brain. And people are taking advantage of him and Kamala Harris. We'll talk more about her in a bit. Anyway, there's a lot of news going on this week already. We're going to talk about a Fordham professor that got fired. That's kind of an interesting thing. Victor Davis Hanson explains the woke movement. And I'll be honest, it doesn't add a whole lot to what, you know, to what I've already been saying. But it is nuanced, and I wanted to cover it because I think Victor is an amazing intellect. Harris is saying she's not in as big a trouble as people want to make out. That she doesn't necessarily have a toxic work environment. I'll leave that to you. Excuse me, for you to decide. If we have time, I want to get your thoughts on Justice Roberts. I've told you, my radio audience, and I've told many people that have, you know, that pay attention to me when I go to different events and things. But I don't trust a 6-3 Supreme Court for us. And the theory is that if the Supreme Court overthrows Roe v. Wade at, right before the 2022 midterms, that'll be enough of a catalyst to cause lefties to say, we want a new Congress, you know, we want Democrats in. So it could be a litmus test. I think if the Supreme Court is smart, they will push it back down to the lower courts and say it's a state's issue, not for us to decide. And maybe rule that versus, which I guess would technically be overturning Roe v. Wade. But, you know, maybe a legal beagle can chime in on this. I don't know what we can do. I just think that it would be politically a bad move to do it before the midterms. But it needs to get done. Democrats need to learn about real science, that having to do with kids and making sure that these kids actually survive the vessel that carries them. Just because you're inside of another person doesn't mean you're not of that person. It would be like, you know, killing one of what they call Siamese twins, but the conjoined twins, and then pretending like they never existed, just cutting off the dead carcass. Hey, anyway, lots of stuff to discuss. What else we got? One other story I want to have my thing on. All Lives Matter. And then this Fort Worth Independent School District's going to do some. They had an equity incident. We'll see. We got a lot to talk about. It will be fun. That much I can promise you. Thanks for listening, folks. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Chris Cuomo might have bragging rights. I say this in reference to the move the network made to replace him. And what some may be saying, what took so long? Chris Wallace is leaving Fox News. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Former Fox News contributor, fired 3 years ago for tweeting that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. But Fox News goes on, and so do I. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Chris Wallace headed to CNN. Here's what they wrote. Longtime Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace, leaving the network after two decades. He announced this on air, joining CNN as the anchor for its new streaming service, CNN Plus. Now, this group writes, Wide Matters. Known for his impartiality and tough interviews, Wallace was the bedrock of the network's hard news division, commanding respect from political leaders on both sides of the aisle, even at a time when cable news has become much more polarizing. A lot of people inside of Fox circles thought of Chris Wallace as a rhino. I don't think he was a Republican at all. I think he was a Democrat, personally. In a press release, CNN said Wallace will anchor a new weekday show and will contribute to CNN Plus's slate of original live programming and will be available at launch. I am thrilled to join CNN Plus, Wallace said in a statement announcing the news. I look forward to the new freedom and flexibility streaming affords in interviewing major figures across the news landscape and finding new ways to tell the stories. He must have been waiting in the wings for the demise of Chris Cuomo. And I don't have any love for what I call Fox News. I will say, moving from Fox to CNN is a bit of a step down. Now, in his defense, I will tell you, I bet the dude got a fat deal. Because CNN finds itself in a bit of a lurch with Cuomo going down. And then there's even rumors that Don Lemon might be next for what he did with Jussie Smollett. It's just blood in the water at CNN, right? I mean, it's ugly over there. There's even another story about one of the dudes being a sexual predator. It was an amazing story. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a leftist going to the network that, quite frankly, fits him better. And as I mentioned, he probably got a heck of a deal. Do you guys remember? I remember it because I was with Allison Camerata in the green room, and Brian Kilmeade came in. No. I take that back. I'd gone over to the radio studios because I was going to do Kilmeade's show, and Allison Camerata came in. And Brian and she were talking. And I remember thinking from the conversation, she doesn't sound too Republicanish. And I don't remember the context of the conversation other than it didn't fit politically with what I thought about her. So I noted that the conversation sounded a bit left. Well, then shortly thereafter, I think she was leaving Fox and she was telling Brian, you know, that this is about to happen. So fast forward, she ends up at CNN. I do an interview over there. It was around the Ferguson time. And she just laces into me, topic-wise. You know, well, Kevin, you know, your ideas around this and that. And it was very un-Fox-like. And I just remember thinking, no, you didn't, as I'm sitting there in the chair maintaining my cool, but saying, okay, somebody about to get slapped upside the head. So I fired at her. I wish I had the interview because I'd play it for you right now. But I fired at her. I was like, well, you know, I probably said something like, well, coming from somebody who knows nothing about the topic, yeah, that's a great, your opinion really matters on it. And then I just bludgeoned her. And she was like, buh, 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 you know, and I was like, and I remember thinking to myself, remembering a karate belt test where I spanked the dude because he wasn't giving me enough respect. And I just remember thinking, you just got spanked. Welcome to the party, pal. Anyway, there's no coming out party needed for Chris Wallace like there was for Allison Camerata. I mean, she flipped. I couldn't believe how quickly she went from being what I consider to be a conservative to being a leftist. Just like, bam. So, Chris Wallace is going to be unbridled now in his attack on Trump and his deference to Joey Demento. And you're going to watch him really show his true colors the same way Camerata did. He's not there to be impartial and you know, try to act as if he's some kind of moderate balancing the conversation. That's not CNN style. He's there because what they want him to do is bring, they really think that Chris Wallace brings credibility. This is what I think. I think they think he brings a level of credibility that's going to take this fake news mantra off of Fox. And I would just say cautionary tale for Chris. And cautionary tale for CNN. When they do this, when they steal these guys and they become somewhat iconic with the station or the organization, it usually doesn't go very well.
Not at all. In fact, when Megyn Kelly left Fox, and a lot of people don't know this, she had a fatter contract at Fox than she had over at NBC. But she went. Wanted to try something new. And you know what Megyn Kelly found out? People who watch Fox are not going to move to watch NBC. The same thing that CNN's going to find out with Chris Wallace. People who watch Chris Wallace on Fox are not following him to CNN. And while I wouldn't put Chris Wallace in the same category as this next guy who just left MSNBC, but he has a way about him that reminds me of Brian Williams. Now, he's done nothing close to Brian Williams in terms of, you know, just being a liar and making up stories and stuff. But the way that they talk and answer, you know, they have this newsman quality thing that they want to convey. You know, and Chris Wallace will do this, well, you know, the Trump administration, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not trying to mimic his voice. I'm trying to mimic his style. And it's newsy style. And everybody thinks they have to have it. It's like a, you know, a gentleman's club, you know, barker. Hey, next to the stage, we got Wendy coming. Hey, blah, blah, blah. There's just a way of style. And to me, it's off-putting. But anyway, here's the point. Chris Wallace is not going to bring anything new to CNN. Nothing's going to really change. Congratulations to him. And here's the question we should be asking ourselves. Who's Fox going to get? And one of my friends said, Kevin, there's an opening. Maybe they'll bring it back. Doubtful. But there is an opening. And I would be curious as to who's going to fill Chris Wallace's shoes. Will it be another Rhino or will they promote Bret Baier? We'll find out.
Radio show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is giving an update on the cleanup efforts in his state after tornadoes tore communities apart and damaged buildings. He touts the efforts to remove the debris from the hardest hit areas.
It feels pretty good to not just be pushing this stuff out of the way, but to be loading it up and taking it out of town. There's something therapeutic about taking that chaos and destruction and death, and getting it out of some of those areas.
At least 88 people died across multiple states from severe weather, with 74 of them in Kentucky. Over 100 people are still unaccounted for in Kentucky. 3% of U.S. COVID cases are involving the Omicron variant, according to the CDC, but no deaths have been related to it. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is set to vote this week on the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the military. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky on the Senate floor commends lawmakers for coming together to strengthen the U.S. military.
After months of delay, our colleagues have an opportunity to begin showing that America is serious about keeping pace with adversaries like Russia, who've spent decades modernizing their militaries with a singular focus on countering our military advantage.
The senator also calling for the United States to provide aid to Ukraine as tens of thousands of Russian troops mobilize on that country's borders. The November Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped a whopping 9.6% year over year. Meantime, the PPI rose 0.8% last month. Surging prices for gas, food, iron, and steel were among the main drivers. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before I start talking a little bit more about the woes of CNN, I want to tell you about an incident that happened while I was at a party. So, I talked with this white dude who was almost totally in lockstep with me politically. And he said, he goes, "Hey, I am a staunch conservative." And I was like, "Yeah, me too." And he goes, "Good." And you can just tell he said it with conviction. He was there with his daughter, with his girlfriend, and his mother. And so, you know, it was a dynamic that was kind of interesting because there were three generations of people. And then, of course, his girlfriend. And his girlfriend was a professional, and she was talking about the things that were happening in her office. And she deals apparently with HR and the various issues that are getting people fired. So it was a vibrant conversation. So anyway, the guy, just to give a description, he's probably about 6'4". He's bald. And he had a manicured beard. And it was long, not the full beard, like where it comes down on the sides. But it, you know what? It was a beard, but it was light on the sides, but when it got to the Fu Manchu area, it was long, probably 4 inches below his chin, and cut straight across. Good-looking beard. I can't grow a beard like that. And it was evident in everything that he said that he was indeed a fearless conservative. He said things that would have gotten him in trouble in some circles. And clearly, he didn't care. Oh, there's a method to what I'm telling you about right now, people. I hope you're paying attention. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, this guy was very knowledgeable, politically speaking. Now, I learned that in his real world, he's a pilot. He wasn't a private pilot. He didn't look the part. He looked like he probably worked on a maintenance truck or something. A mechanic, maybe. He's a pilot. Private pilot. I didn't ask him what he flew. But he's a pilot. And he said, I don't know whether he, like, flies private jets or prop planes or whatever. His mother looked like she was fairly wealthy. So, again, he didn't, though. He looked blue-collarish. So did his girlfriend. But I was amazed at how much he knew politically. Not as much as I did, but definitely more than a pilot would probably know. More than a layman. And we had all kinds of conversations. Many of the things that we discuss here in this radio show. We talked about the Wu flu, the eugenicist movement around the Wu flu. I told him I think that
in the next 5 years, there are going to be people dropping like flies that got vaccinated. He says, I agree totally. And we, as I explained, he was like, you're spot on. And I'm not saying it because I'm looking for validation. I'm really not. And I've got a point to this. All of it. And so his mom is watching. Of course, his girlfriend's chiming in. His daughter wasn't saying very much. But his mom is watching us. And she's a probably 5'9" pretty blonde lady. I would say maybe around 60 to 62. But looked very good for her age. Dressed really sharply. As I said, you could kind of tell she was from money. It earned it some kind of way and maybe got it through whatever. Husband wasn't there. I don't know if he was deceased or divorced or whatever. But anyway, 60-ish year old woman. And she looked very good for her age. And she's watching me and her son interact. And he made a comment. He says, I don't understand this thing between, you know, if I would get a job and you get a job, it should be equal and, you know, blacks can get hired as easily as whites. And I said, nah, not quite the same. And he's like, really? And I go, yeah. And I explain, and what was cool about it is he stopped in his tracks. Now, we've been talking for a while, so, and he knew I was involved in politics. So he stopped and he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, black folks, we have the NAACP, Al Sharpton, all this. So from a risk profile, feminists are a headache. Blacks are a headache. Latinos can be a headache. White folks can't be a headache. So all things being equal, as far as a risk portfolio goes, I would rather hire a white person. And he goes, you know what? You're right. And his mom, she just looked over and her head went back. And she says, oh, my gosh. She goes, I never thought I would see the day where my son, and up to this point, I didn't know it was her son. But she goes, where my son would have to admit that he was wrong about something politically. Now, she's also a conservative. But you can tell he's a strong personality. And I said, well, for the most part, he's spot on. And because he went, no, I didn't actually say I was wrong. And I go, yeah, you did. I go, and you are wrong. You were wrong about that. He goes, yeah. And he capitulated. Yeah, you're right. But here's my point to all of this. It was so refreshing to talk to a guy with conviction. This guy said to me, he made a couple of comments. I said, man, that's the kind of comment that could get you fired. He goes, that is why me and my girlfriend, he goes, we have jobs where we don't have to put up with this nonsense. And that's when I found out he was a pilot. He goes, I build my life so I don't have to do that. And I thought to myself, this is my twin. It was amazing to watch. He says, I wouldn't care. And he goes, I say this everywhere. And his mom's looking at me like, yes, he does. And I kept congratulating him. Good for him. See, here's my thing. So many of us are afraid to make trouble. We think of it as making trouble. You are not making trouble when you say to yourself, I'm not going to self-abuse to appease some leftist. Or to further some fake narrative. I'm not going to do that. You can go get somebody else to do it. It won't be me. And I'm going to tell you how refreshing it is. Because I watched the white guy who said, because his mom asked, how do we fix it? What do we do? And I said, being blunt, you white people got to stop buying into it. I go, if you guys were to try to do a guilt trip on me, Kevin, you don't understand the white man. I would be like, man, shut up. You're not going there with me. Now, you guys have heard me say this, so I'm not going to repeat it. But essentially, you're not going to get me to own something that I don't own. If I didn't oppress you, white boy, don't try to blame me. I'm not taking it. And it's really that simple. So as we're having this conversation, I said something like, you're being bullied. And you got to think of these things not as some game like, oh, these guys they want to win and I can win and we can all have this or that. No, you got to think of this as life and death for the people that you believe in, the people that you care about. That's what makes it different. Anyway, I'm going to transition because I want to talk about Kamala Harris, but I want to just say it was very refreshing to meet this guy named David the other night. David, I don't know if you're listening to the program, but man, you were a breath of fresh air. And again, before I move on, I got to say it reminded me of a moment of clarity when I was with one of my producers, Dave, Big Dave. And I was not struggling with content, but we were trying to do so much on the show. And, you know, trying to time bits and things like this. And Dave goes, man, he goes, you're focusing on the wrong stuff. And I go, what's that? He goes, Kevin, you're profound. You're insightful. You're fun to listen to. He goes, you have a spectacular radio show. I've been doing radio 35 years, and you are one of the top guys out there. And I was flattered. And if you were with me early on, you heard a lot of Dave's production. And he said to me, don't focus on that stuff. He goes, man, just put the word out there and your audience will grow. And it did. I mean, we had a lot of luck. So a lot of things I just didn't know what to do, or else I could, you know, would have the show Bongino has, and I'd probably still be on Fox, especially if I was able, willing to capitulate, you know, and just do what they asked me to do. But I wasn't. But anyway, Dave gave me such a sense of calm when he said, you're really good, you're insightful, and don't worry about the tricks. I still like him because I love producing things that make people laugh. But he goes, you don't need to. And then I sent the show to a big radio guy. He's no longer in the business, but he was at the time, a big dude. And he listened to the show and said, hey, you don't need callers. You are able to carry a show by yourself, and I applaud you in your ability to do that. But the calm that I had, and once Dave said, just rely on yourself. I want everybody to feel that. When somebody says, well, you're black, you're not black, you don't understand. You're not a woman, you don't understand. You're not gay, you don't understand. And you say, I don't need to understand. I treat you like a human being. Anyway, I went too long, but we'll talk about Kamala Harris when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned a while back, maybe it was the other day, that there was an article written by Victor Davis Hanson on the woke movement, and while I didn't learn a whole lot, I like that Victor Davis Hanson and I are on the same page because I have so much respect for him. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I also like that he does bring things a little bit at a different angle. It's not a lot, but I'll let you be the judge. But here's what he writes. The woke movement was giddy after January 2020-21. The left controlled both houses of Congress. Joe Biden was drafted as a necessary veneer of 1980s Democrat normality to run through an otherwise hard left agenda. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I'm going to stop and pause periodically when I want to make a point about what Victor Davis Hanson's writing. And he says, all the major cultural, financial, economic, entertainment, and media institutions that played various roles in seeing former President Trump not just get defeated, but also impeached twice. He was written off as persona non grata after the January 6th riots at the Capitol. So academia, corporate boardrooms, Hollywood, the media, the Pentagon, professional sports teams, Silicon Valley, and Wall Street in near hysterical fashion all boarded the woke train, all boasted of ferreting out white rage and hiring legions of diversity, equity, and inclusion czars. Now, let me interrupt here to tell you this. I wrote the book Race Pimping, and I talked about the number of degrees that are being wasted on diversity, equity, and inclusion, all this social justice nonsense. And I kept asking myself, where are they going to put these people? If you want to know how Democrats are playing the long game, you're getting your answer. Look at the woke capitalists. Capitalism is supposed to be free of politics. It's supposed to be free of any of the intrusions that come in normal, because normal life and how you do business, because the dollar doesn't care where it goes. I mean, the dollar doesn't care whether you're black, you're white, you're rich, you're poor, you're gay, you're straight, you're Muslim or Christian or whatever. The dollar says, your product wants that dollar, doesn't care about it, and says, bring it to me. There are very few dollars you don't want. I mean, you might not want illegal dollars, but if it's a legit dollar from somebody wanting your product, you pretty much want it. That's how capitalism works so perfectly. It is colorblind. It's all those isms blind. Anyway, he goes on. Critical race theory would be mainstreamed to excise racism and discrimination by embracing racism and discrimination. Crime, and he put it in quotations, was seen to be now mostly as a construct created by the elite to protect their own privilege, pejoratives, and property. Shoplifting, looting, and street thuggery were just a part of living in a normal city. I interrupt again to tell you this story. In St. Louis, we were part of this thing called Next Door, and you put crime, whatever happens in the neighborhood that's sketchy, you put it in there so people go on alert. And if some people have it on their phones, and they will say, hey, there's an alert in your zip code. Somebody saw, and I'll give you a good example, a black dude jumping the fence in various neighborhoods. I mean, in various alleys in the neighborhood. That actually happened in my neighborhood, and we reported it to Next Door. And let me tell you what somebody wrote. Why did you have to put that the man was black? And so Melissa writes back, because he is. If the cops show up, don't you think they want a valid description of who he is? It isn't like I'm making it up. It isn't like we're trying to, you know, woohoo, come kill a black man, police officers. So she gets into this argument with some knucklehead about, why are you reporting that it's a black guy and giving a description of the guy? He's roughly 6 foot, about 180 pounds. He was wearing this, da da da. And he happened to be black. Now, can you imagine arguing about this? And then at the end of it, to add insult to injury, you want to know what this clown said? He said, well, that's just life in the city. So life in the city should be people jumping into other people's yards, stealing things, jumping out, and you ignoring it. Anyway, he goes on. Social justice warriors could replace defunded police. Gone would be bail, incarceration, mandatory jail time, stop and frisk, broken windows deterrent policies. And you're watching a lot of this happen. The guy that got out and ran over 40-something people in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing, what, six of them? Had just gotten out. Easy bail. Jussie Smollett hasn't served one day in jail that was of significance. Time for his lie, his hoax, hate crime hoax. Probably won't serve it, even though he's been declared guilty. I could go on, and you know the stories. You know the thing. Green agendas, he writes, the left hoped, would fundamentally transform America in putting an immediate stop to man-made climate change. So lots of oil and gas leases were either canceled or their fees vastly increased. Pipelines were stopped. Gas and oil companies were warned that everything from lack of financing to new regulations would soon put them out of business. The golden age of wind and batteries were already upon us. So what's interesting about this is if you go look at what it takes to dispose of lithium batteries, cadmium batteries, all the different types of battery products, what it takes to make them, in the case of lithium and the Teslas, the cobalt mines that you have to mine in order to get the product that makes these batteries, and what has to happen environmentally when you destroy them. It isn't simple. There's a reason why they give you a fee. There's a recovery fee for when you take your battery from your car and you need it replaced, and they say, we'll give you $5 or whatever. It's a recovery fee because they want to put them in the same landfill and not in the with your regular landfill, because that stuff leaches into the soil. So does every one of your little bitty batteries that get thrown away. Go look at the technology about battery and how you destroy them and what it takes to make them, and it will blow your mind. Anyway, he goes on, modern monetary theorists assured us that printing money would spread the wealth and devalue the cash of undeserving capitalists who had too much of it. Printing more cash, they believe, would implant it in the hands of the needy who unfairly had too little. To the extent inflation followed, it would be a good thing, they hoped. A sign of newly empowered and robust consumer class long denied, quote, equity. COVID was virtually over. We were assured that Biden, that Trump had killed over 350,000 Americans with his lax health policies. In contrast, Biden would soberly vaccinate us all, claiming the vaccine's efficacy is his own. He predicted victory over the virus by the 4th of July. The Delta variant was still just an obscure rumor from abroad. The border would be opened and stay open. No more walls. As citizens of the world, the left welcomed in 2 million immigrants who arrived illegally without audit or vaccinations during a pandemic. As the woke drove terrified old liberal Democrats into hiding, all the old wisdom about human nature vanished. Forget that criminals hurt the poor the most. Discard the quaint idea of Martin Luther King Jr. that our character, not our color, determines who we are. Ignore the passé idea that inflation eats away at the wages of the working class. We could always resume the quarantines, lockdowns, shutdowns that made Amazon, Target, Walmart, and other conglomerates hundreds of billions of dollars in profits while the mom and pop small businesses went broke. So what did the people conclude 10 months after woke getting their wishes? The polls reveal that voters don't like open borders at all. They disapprove of illegal immigration and support legal migration. They worry about crime and drugs. They don't want unvetted, unvaccinated flowing across the borders. The people want cheaper, not pricier gas. They prefer American energy self-sufficiency. The people like the police and hate crime. Even the rich among the woke are now scared, some of who sowed the wind of decriminalization and are themselves reaping the whirlwind of crime. Most voters care less about color, but far more about character. They think a meritocracy, not quotas, tribal chauvinism, explains the exceptionalism of American standard of life. They despise inflation as much as recession, and they fear now that they may get both. And I could go on, folks. They love freedom. Victor Davis Hanson captures what I've been saying for a long time.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.